In a world where less is more, Planet Rock presents The Shortest Show on Radio with Wyatt and Darren.
We are go for liftoff in T-minus 30. All systems are attached. Hit it.
So yesterday, Darren told me how good he was on knowledgeable stuff about Spinal Tap. We had a kind of mastermind-style quiz where you got one out of three and you fluked out.
Yeah, but the third question was not about Spinal Tap.
It was kind of about Superman.
I wish I could call you names on the radio.
Which was kind of quirky because that Superman would be my specialist subject on Mastermind. So you were like, you've got the listeners to
No,
write.
You drove it right in that direction. And yeah, anyway,
I didn't deliberately find the hardest questions I could.
The hardest questions. No, look. Never mind. Let's just do this because we're going to run out of time.
Yeah, give me three questions on Superman.
Three questions. Okay. What's the link between Superman and Star Wars?
It's not the year they came out. I know this one. Dave Prowse, who played the body, but not the voice of Darth Vader, was asked to train Christopher Reeve.
Very good. That's true. Which band had a hit with Superman, and in what year?
Stereophonics, 2005.
Nope. Black Lace, 1989.
No, Stereophonics did have a hit. Back up. The Stereophonics have a hit called Superman. It even name checks Lois Lane. It's on the Language Sex Violence other tour. Same album as Dakota, which got to number one in 2005, the same year the album came out. So I am right. Yeah, we can do it again. Give me your last question.
Okay. Last one. Okay. What was the name of Superman's robotic guardian in the Fortress of Solitude?
The robotic hang on a minute. What robotic guardian?
Books here, dude.
I've never known a robotic guardian.
I'll give you another one. Superman had a kryptonite-charged villain called Metallo. What was his real name?
Metallo. Oh, blimey. I don't actually know that. Yeah, he was like the Kryptonian version of Iron Man. He had a heart made of kryptonite.
John Corbin.
Never heard of
him. No relation.
No. Give me another one. You've got loads there.
I know. Listeners, by the way, sorry, everybody who sent these in that I'm reading, thank you very much. I don't know a damn thing about it.
Go on, give me a couple of quick ones. Yeah, because you couldn't even beat me yourself. You had to get the listeners to do it.
Oh, you're
going to
keep going back to that, are you?
You still didn't beat me. I've got two out of three.
Just shut up.
Come on, give me one more.
Shut up.
Come on.
Stop talking. Right. What was the name of the city trapped inside of Brainiac's bottle?
The city? Krypton, was it?
You don't even know. Of course I don't know. I do know now. I have the piece of
paper.
I know.
You get hopelessly lost.
What was the name of the city trapped inside of Brainiac's bottle?
Don't know. I thought it was Krypton.
Kandor.
Kandor. Okay.
What was General Zod's female second in command?
Oh, that's an easy one. That was Ursa.
Feora, it says.
No,
here.
In Superman 2, it's Ursa. You're talking about different films. See?
Kneel down before Zod.
Don't kneel before Zod.
Oh, whatever.
You can't even get quotes in the film right.
To get bits of Planet Rock, which are longer than 60 seconds, check out planetrock.com.
Or find Planet Rock Radio on Audioboom, Facebook, or Twitter.